views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Millionaire Imprint for Women. This new radio show is about imprinting wealth for women, inspiring women of all ages to heal their karmic debts, to transcend the shame of poverty consciousness that women have lived with for centuries. It's time for women, for you, to have a new relationship with money, to radiate wealth from the inside out. We are creating a ripple effect, empowering millions of women to claim their inner wealth. Join Cornelia on the Cornelia Stephanie Show at Transformation Talk Radio. Are you in?
Welcome, everyone. Today could be the best day of your life. Welcome to Rise and Be Rich with Ahana and Daniel. They're back. My name is Cornelia Stephanie, and we are here to talk about millionaire marketing on a shoestring budget. Ahana and Daniel say that marketing is essential for every business, big or small. Whether your next step is to take your business to six figures or to scale it up to seven figures, the same fundamental principles apply, although the strategies are a little bit different. However, for a lot of small business owners and solo entrepreneurs, the question that often gets asked is, do we need to spend big in order to have an effective marketing strategy? And if so, how do we use our marketing budget and how big should that budget be? In this show today, we're going to talk about and we're going to share the fundamentals that you must have for your business so that you can create marketing that has high impact, market like a millionaire, but on a small budget or even a shoestring budget. So in this segment here, marketing for budget for solo entrepreneurs or small business owners, that's what we're going to talk about. In the last episode, I just want to take you all back. In the last episode on Rise and Be Rich with six-figure marketing, we talked about some of the biggest challenges that we face in planning and implementing marketing campaigns for small, solo and small business owners. In this session right here, we want to explore the importance of marketing and what's the best way to create marketing budget for those type of business owners. And I know that there's many people that I talk about, that I talk to, that have this challenge. So that's why I'm so glad that right now Ahana and Daniel are here to bring us exactly what it is that we need to make our businesses, you know, thrive. So welcome to the show, Ahana and Daniel.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. So how important is it for solopreneurs and small business owners to allocate a budget for marketing?
Okay, this is interesting because solopreneurs and small business owners sometimes don't have a marketing budget and they try and do things, you know, do it yourself. And the problem with that is you land up spending more money in a way, and that's why we're here. An average of how much time a solopreneur should spend on social media to promote their business. We see people hanging around on social media trying to engage, connect, share their products, programs all through the day. In fact, we're looking at a certain entrepreneur group on Facebook recently, and one day of the week is allocated to sharing your link of a freebie. Then we looked last week on a post where there was over 500 responses.
To that same post?
Yes.
So you know where you say, share your freebie? On that same post, there were 500 responses in that Facebook group. Yeah.
So how in the world do you think anyone's going to notice your freebie? Click on it and explore what you're doing from that post, and yet people are constantly on social media. I mean, you've got to sit there and get through the noise. There's 500 other people doing the same thing. Time is money. And that's an important lesson that Ahana and I learned as we started growing our business, which is why we work from home. The amount of time you waste on trying to figure things out is as valuable as money that you're wasting as well, because your time is a huge resource. Yeah. Where we look at money is for every dollar you spend, what return are you getting from it? If you spend $300 and you make $1,000 from that every month, if you spend $1,000, you make $3,000 from that every month. would it be a better option than spending 20 hours a week or 80 hours every month doing the same thing, getting next to nothing?
Yeah.
Sure, you might learn a few skills doing do-it-yourself, but you have to put it together strategically so that your time or money gives you a much better return on your investment, because that's the most important factor of this.
Okay, so this is a really good distinction that y'all made, but you lost me somewhere there in the first when you were talking about the posts. Say that again, because I got lost, and if I got lost, maybe somebody else did too. Sure. Tell us again about the different posts so that it can really click.
Yeah. So what I think Daniel was trying to say is that we were looking at a Facebook group. And in that Facebook group, somebody, you know, once a week, you have this post your freebie. And everybody starts posting, and there were 500 responses to that one post your freebie. So imagine somebody sitting and spending all that time on social media marketing, goes onto this group, is trying to interact in this group, sees that post and posts it. But your post, say your comment is 232 down the line. So nobody is going to see your post anyways. So people are spending so much time putting their, you know, time and attention on doing social media, trying to do all this DIY, but they're actually wasting their time and money. I think that's what you were trying to say with that. Yeah. And that's how you need to look at time and money on as a return on investment, not just, okay, I'm going to put, you know, 20 hours of time, 80 hours, you know, for the month, and then I'll get, you know, what am I going to get at the end of the day? So that's something, a question that a lot of solo entrepreneurs are not asking.
Yeah.
They're just putting in time without getting any returns out of it.
Yeah. And, you know, because we are in the explosion, right? I want to call it in the entrepreneur generation. So many people are entrepreneurs, becoming entrepreneurs that are out there that have been entrepreneurs that are trying to get their businesses going. And so how much time, money, and effort then goes into creating marketing that works? That's what you all are talking to us about today. Do you have an answer to that question?
Yeah, I mean, this is a very important aspect, because your business needs to be a top priority. Any marketing that you do for your business needs to be focused on bringing in high quality leads that are actively searching for you in the first place and for what you have to offer. So whether it's time, money, or effort that you spend, it needs to be, you know, like focused, like laser focused. So many entrepreneurs land up spending time or money unwise, and they get scared that putting in some money to promote their business because they're not seeing the results yet. So you want to know how much? That's really the wrong question. We need to, as we mentioned before, you need to look at your ROI. If you're putting in, you know, $300 in marketing, I mean, you need $300 to break even, but really you want to be getting $500 or $1,000 to make it worth your time. So your job as a leader of your business needs to be to plan and act strategically. And if you're not doing that, the chances are you're wasting a lot of resources, money, and opportunities. So it all comes back to ROI. That's the most important thing. And if you're spending an hour of your time, like, you know, Han was saying there with the social media posts, you need to make sure that you're getting so many leads for that time. Because if you're not getting, you know, any leads, and you were to sit there and spend, you know, 20 hours or 80 hours a week doing that, is that the best use of your time? Or would it be better to sit there and have a campaign in place and do that on an advertising budget to make sure that you're, you know, getting a lead for so much per acquisition, you know, like $5 a lead or $10 a lead or whatever it may be? You know, you need to have a look at return on investment, and your time is just as important as money.
But you need to
work out.
Time is money.
Time is money. So you need to work out, what does your business need? Does it need you to be actively doing it? Can you outsource that to somebody else? Or should you just be spending that, you know, more money on an advertising budget?
Yeah. And because marketing has changed so much, right? There's so much change out there in regards to all of that. Entrepreneurs can have a hard time, you know, losing focus on where to really put their focus. And then they just keep doing the same thing that they've tried to do before, because they're not really focusing or having a strategy, which is what you all are talking about today, right?
And it evolves too, Cornelia. Just my last point on that. Facebook evolves. What Facebook is now isn't what it was 5 years ago. I mean, it was so different to go in there and market. It was so much cheaper to market. Now there is so much more noise out there that you need to make sure that you're very targeted.
And you're very strategic. you're very strategic.
Yeah. Strategy seems to be really, really a key piece. So what should solopreneurs and small business owners focus on then to generate more leads and generate more clients?
Right. So, you know, in the last podcast, we talked about six-figure marketing. But the key thing to understand is a lot of people are looking for, when they go out and do marketing, they're looking for, hey, I want more engagement. I want more reach. I want more visibility. I want more conversion. I want more clients. But you don't get that before you get that, you have to focus on creating attention, trust, and connection. So for example, Richard Branson, you know, he's a really busy man, and yet he finds time to share his personal notes, his insights regularly through his blog. So he inspires millions of people who follow his blog. I am one of his followers, and I look forward to his blogs. And even though he doesn't need to do it, but what he's doing with that is he's building this consistency and this connection with his target market. Another example I can give you is a few days back, I saw a post by Arianna Huffington, and she was sharing a white paper. And I commented on that. And then 2 days later, she writes an answer back to it. But she doesn't have to do it.
Wow.
She's so busy. She doesn't need to do it. And it wasn't just like, thanks. So it was a proper answer. So why are they doing this? Why are these entrepreneurs or leaders doing this? So the strategies that we are sharing today, you know, the millionaire sort of marketing strategies on a shoestring budget, that's what it is. You have to first build that attention, trust, and connection before you can start thinking of engagements and conversions and lead generations and client attraction. So if you keep talking about, you know, yourself all the time, promote, 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 no one really cares. But if you look at how these people are interacting, they actually care for their audience. So they've built that, I care for you, I'm providing value, I'm connecting with you, I'm sharing my stories with you. And that builds up and up and up. And that's when you actually get the, you know, the leads, the conversion, people joining your mailing list, taking some, you know, offer that you put out. That has to come before your marketing starts working for you.
Yeah. So basically it sounds like, you know, Richard Branson, you know, which is, I mean, a billionaire, Arianna Huffington, yeah. They know how to do it. They know how to build relationships with people before they're even with their following. And so it sounds like that's what they're doing. It sounds like that's what you're saying, that's what we need to do, because that works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's actually very strategic. Gary Vaynerchuk. I mean, we can keep giving names, but the point is it is very strategic. So what people are doing, what most solo entrepreneurs are doing, is they're really focused on trying to promote their business, putting the link of the freebie, going and, you know, trying to, you know, get into these groups and sort of saying, okay, this is what my business is about. But they haven't built that following and trust and connection. So strategically, they're actually completely missing the point. They will probably have a couple of takers. They will come in, check out what you're doing, but they missed the point. What you need to be doing is building that attention, trust, and connection, the community, even before you start asking for the sale.
Yeah, that's it. Because, again, like you said, it's an opportunity to have someone that is following you, you know, have a deeper insight into you, right? And that's, you know, like you said, Arianna, she replied to your post, right? And said a proper thank you, which let you know, like, wow, she's not just interested in, you know, she's actually taking the time to look at this.
Yeah, exactly. That's, she's building community. So yeah, she's really building focused on building that community.
So, you know, let's just skip the first break and let's keep going. How do we then, you know, get more visibility and reach more people on our shoestring budgets? How do we do that? Because if you're a solopreneur providing services that hundreds of other entrepreneurs are providing as well, you might feel a little bit lost in the crowd. And I certainly can relate to that. If no one sees you, pays attention to what you're doing, chances are you will not convert enough clients. Trying to get visibility on your social media profile is certainly not enough. And we all can relate to that. How are the top leaders getting their visibility? So can you get the same on a budget? That's what we're going to talk about in this segment. So Daniel, there are many people in the market probably doing similar work as you. Why should someone pay attention to your work over other people?
I think there is a few different factors. First of all, people don't just buy a product. They buy from people who they know, like, and trust. You know, that's the old adage, the cliche, and it's always been around. So the first thing you have to think about is, who is your target market? Who do you want to speak to in order to build this trust? Now, once you know who your audience is, your job is just to give them high value. So every day, all the time, that's what people are doing. So take a look at Gary Vaynerchuk. We mentioned his name briefly before. He has social media profiles, and he's probably one of the best at doing this. He's constantly providing daily value to his potential customers. He had a lot of followers. He doesn't really need more leads, however, because he gets all them through social media. He always shows up. He's been doing that every day for years on end. And as I said, if you want to look at a blueprint, he's probably one of the best that does it. Now, with this one, he was always giving value, as I said, and the people love watching his videos. They're getting triggered, they're getting inspired, and they're basically there. You look at Grant Cardone, he's a best-selling author, speaker. Amazing. Now he's known for a lot for real estate, but when I first heard of Grant Cardone, he was doing books on Sell or Be Sold To, is his popular book. He was just doing it to people doing car sales. He's exploded in the last, we'll just say, 5 years to a decade. Now he's got a huge online following. He's one that, you know, makes a lot of noise. A lot of people are seeing him. A lot of people are buying his products. You see his profiles, his websites, you know, he's loud. He gets your attention. He's like, hey, hey, that's his little thing. Like, you know, he's got a personality.
Yeah, but
that's
he's consistent.
But not everyone's going to do that. Yeah. Like him and Gary Vee, they're complete polar opposites. But they have their own way of building trust and getting the people to come in. They have their own potential customers. So, you know, like that's their little niche they're in. So in order to get attention, like in different ways, you got to find what's your way of doing it. You need to show up every day. It's not about what you're selling. It's about you. It's about your personality. And when you really provide that consistent value, people truly respect what you have to offer. And once you do that, you can build the trust. You can build the rapport. And you can do that with your story. I think that's very important as well, because you need the people to resonate with you, your challenges and how you overcome them, and how you do that by sharing the testimonials and people that have used your product or service, and you can give them social proof. Now, that is the reason why this second level marketing works, and it's because you've built the value and the trust in the people. So now you can sit there and do your promotions and you can get that due attention that you deserve.
Yeah, I think you know, there's a lot that you said there, but you know, one of the things that's important in order to really stand out and, you know, to be different than everyone else, and that is to be uniquely you, to let that personality of yours shine through. That's one of the things that we like about Gary Vee, is because he's distinctly who he is, right? I was just watching a YouTube video of his, and he talked about when he fills out a profile, when he says, what does he do? He calls himself an entrepreneur firefighter. Mm-hmm. You know, he says that he's constantly putting out fires. So he's constantly looking at putting out fires. So even somebody that is as big as Gary Vee, and he's got a big following, he's doing a lot of things, He is still in that space where he's still recognizing, because there's always another growth opportunity. There's always an opportunity to, you know, move beyond the current level of where we're at. And that's what you all are saying today too, is where do you want to go with your business? Do you want to take it from six figures to seven figures? And then how do you do that with your budget? But how do you stand out when there are so many other people that are all out there trying to do exactly, you know, what it is that you're doing, right? So yeah. Hannah, tell us how to get the attention like a millionaire. I mean, we are on the Millionaire Imprint. I'm with Rise and Be Rich, Hannah and Daniel. How do we get the attention like a millionaire, and how do we increase our visibility? I mean, that's really huge. How do we do that?
I think Daniel touched upon it a little bit, but I just want to make clear. So you have a first level marketing and you have a second level marketing. So what most people are doing is that they're jumping straight onto the second level marketing, which is, what it doesn't matter if you're a network marketer, holistic healer, a coach, a consultant, a chiropractor, they're all doing the second level marketing, which is, here's what I do. Here's my product. Come and take a look at, where I'm going. Look, I'm sitting with my product here. Or that's your second level marketing. Most solopreneurs are doing that. They forget the first level marketing. So again, let's go back to that Richard Branson example. He's sharing every day his journal, his daily realizations. What he's sharing is a lifestyle. When you look at Robert Kiyosaki and Kim Kiyosaki and their podcast, they are doing this conversational podcast. What essentially they're doing is they're actually adding more to the conversation of how to grow your business or how to grow your investment. So all of this, that when you look at it, it is consistency. So he talked about the consistency, showing up for your audience, caring, so making sure that it's really high value, but they're doing it in a way that also showcases who they are and what their lifestyle is. One of the interviews we did, I think a couple of years back, was this gentleman called John Chow. He's a millionaire blogger. He started with just a little blog that made him, now is making millions every year. So he said that he actually blogged consistently 1-3 times for months, I think over a year, he said, before he actually started seeing that traction on his blog. So there is a common theme here. So when you look at millionaires, big businesses, they are using content as a powerful marketing tool, and they're strategic about it, but they're creating the first level marketing so that their second level marketing works. And one of the things I want to do is, and I'll share that link with you. It's a little bit long, but on our website, we recently posted a blog called 10 Money Saving Marketing Tips. And that's, the tips for doing a marketing on a shoestring budget. But that article actually shows strategies that you can use just as a solo entrepreneur to get your first level marketing going before you ask for the sale or ask for go to my lead magnet or take this funnel. So that's really important. And that's the distinction we want to make today. The first level marketing before you jump onto the second level marketing. And the first level marketing is what's going to get you lots of visibility. You show up every day, you get the attention. You provide value, you increase your trust and visibility. People want to read it, they want to share it. It goes a little bit viral. The more value you share, the more you start actually being seen as an expert authority in your niche. So this first level marketing is where you get massive visibility, and that has to be planned and implemented strategically.
So one of the things that I think about too as an entrepreneur, and that I'm sure that other people are wondering, what is it that they should be sharing? So when you're talking about content or value of what it is that you're sharing, like, are they sharing about their business or are they sharing personal stories about themselves? And that, so that they can be clear that, adding personal value, adding personal stories, what is it that you recommend there?
Yeah, so you have to start with your personal brand. Everything has to be branded. But what you're essentially sharing is a little bit of lifestyle and a lot of value.
Yes.
At the end of it, even if you're sharing your lifestyle, it has to be valuable for the audience. So if I share a piece about, hey, look at me, I'm sitting with my computer in a cafe, that's a lifestyle post. But if it is not, it's sort of supplemented with, here are the 5 things you can do to organize your space if you're, working from cafes, it doesn't come with that, then people will see that once or twice and they will lose interest. But if they see a post which says, oh, these are 5 things that I could do, then, hey, my friend is also doing this. Here, I'm sharing this little post with you. Look, you know, this is what she said. So this is how you start creating content strategically. And you have to do this consistently for a while. It takes a bit of time, but once it catches on, you can start trending really fast. You start trending, you go to the, you know, it gets a little bit viral. Then you get the next opportunity and the next opportunity. And that's how you're creating this buzz, and you're automatically drawing people into your community, if that makes sense. So that's the kind of content you have to do, a mix, a little bit of your story, a little bit of your lifestyle, but a lot of value. It has to be about the audience as well.
Yeah, I'd love to see somehow, I'd love to see an example on social media or something that we can offer our entrepreneurs here that are listening to this, a way to practice. Maybe even on the next call, we can bring a challenge to get everybody talking and get people sharing. Maybe we can do something like that, because I feel like, you know, that's something right away that we can get people taking action on and actually doing. And then you could say, yeah, that looks good, but do this, you know, add this to it or something like that. Maybe bring a challenge, something of that nature. But Daniel, what do you say that one or two strategies that entrepreneurs can use right away to start getting visibility? What's your take on that?
Okay, so Ahana did sort of mention that content marketing is the key. And once again, you have to refer to that blog that Ahana was talking about, that 10 money saving tips. Like that one should go in a lot more detail there. And there's quite a few strategies there. Like we can share that one here on the end. But when you're talking about content marketing, now when you're doing this on your website, on your social media channels, or even if you have a podcast, you're doing this by basically amplifying the effect of the guests of what's posting there.
No. You're putting it in your own channels, but you can amplify it. So one of the things that you ask, what kind of content do I post? So you can do your own posts, but you can also have guest posts.
Yeah.
One or two strategies, you just take a little bit of a strategy. I'm going to post about, you know, this is the topic I want to post about. But say I say, Cornelia, would you post something around this topic with me on my blog? And then we have this exchange going on between you and I. Yeah. And that amplifies the effect. So simple strategies like that, you know, you have to start implementing. And there was the other thing was, I think you were mentioning about getting into other people's communities.
Yeah, that's the other way of doing it. So you can share your high-value content with other communities. That will build trust and bring people back to your website, to your social pages, and to your mailing list. But to answer your question, so people can get started today, two things they can focus on is, number one is to get someone to show you how you can create a content calendar and have a strategic content. You can start putting that right away. And the second one would be list 5 groups or other people's communities where you can start to share that value and get started there. If you implement them two things, you're going to get pretty much instant results.
That's good. That's really good. And I really like the idea, the more that I'm sitting here feeling this, is to maybe have you all bring a challenge the next time that we can engage.
Yep.
Maybe a 1-day challenge or something where we can play, you know, where we can all play together and we can get better at it. Because I know that, you know, with so much changing, it's hard to, you know, we have to get good at something first, you know, to see it, like you said, in order to experience results. Just like, you know, email marketing, you know, I know that this is not the subject today, but I'm actually looking at a webinar tomorrow that I am looking at because the presenters are talking about that email marketing, it has really lost its way and that it's dead and that there's new ways to revive revive this. And so I thought, well, it's definitely something that I want to take a look at to see what they're talking about, you know, as an entrepreneur and as an email marketer, also using my newsletter list. And I want to see, you know, what is it that they're talking about? So this is also something that always looking to find newer ways to market that are authentic, that build relationships, that create results, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So why don't we take a break? And when we come back, we're going to go into how to find and close clients.
Hi. This is Kimberly Carlson, and I would love for you to tune in to All In Healing Radio, where together we will begin to experience health, happiness, and harmony in all areas and aspects of life. Join us every first Tuesday of the month at 11 a.m. on transformationtalkradio.com. All In Healing will help you release layers of negative beliefs and energies for radiant health, deep joy, and greater abundance. Visit me at KimberlyCarlson.com.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Living a richly abundant life sound too good to be true? Listen in to Richly Abundant Women with Julie Steelman on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Embrace a vibrant future of breaking free financially and creating a richly abundant life filled with prosperity and growth. To learn more about Julie Steelman and Richly Abundant Women, visit www.juliesteelman.com. Are you meeting your sales goals? Or maybe your business plan could use a dose of the divine? Tune in to Divinely Driven Results with faith-based business coach Elise Smith on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Coach Elise Smith helps listeners get unstuck from their business plateau and become empowered through divine guidance. Build up belief in yourself and your dreams and learn business strategies that work for you for real lasting results. Learn more by visiting www.DivinelyDrivenResults.com.
The Side Gig is an amazing way to get your favorite products for free, extra income, and have fun in the process. Hi, I'm Julia Hummingbird Jewel, and I've had so much fun marketing products that I love and use. If you're interested in a side gig, contact me by clicking on my reverse aging page at www.hummingbird-jewel.com.
During the break, we were talking about, you know, every time when Hannah and Daniel come on, they are offering us a master class that you can also be a part of and that you can take advantage of, because these guys are doing this with entrepreneurs from around the world, and they're helping you so that you don't have to make the same mistakes that we've made in the past, so that you can have an easier way and actually experience tremendous results in your business. So we're posting the link right now for those of you that are watching on YouTube. The link is posted right there. So click on that and take a look. And for those of you that are listening, why don't you tell us the link, Hannah and Daniel?
The link is just on my website, which is www.hannahlara.com, and there's /RBR-masterclass. So it's hannahlara.com/RBR-masterclass.
Good. And for those of you that are going to listen to this later on YouTube, the links, we're going to put the links in description as well, so that you can absolutely go take advantage of this masterclass that's being offered. So we're talking about, you know, now you've got your client's attention, you've got people's attention, but in every entrepreneur's mind, there's one big question: how do I find and close these clients on a consistent basis? And how do you go from getting the attention from people to closing and sealing the deal? And this is the question that we're going to, this is the segment where we're going to talk about that. How do we find our clients online, Hannah, and how do we top entrepreneurs that find them?
So I know we've talked a lot of, in the previous segments, we've talked a lot about how do you get visibility, how you need to do the first level marketing after the before you start doing the second level marketing. And this webinar actually gives you the link that we have shared will actually give you the steps. So it's in order. But one of the big things that we need to understand about clients, bringing clients into the business as well as closing clients, and you look at the millionaires and how they're doing it, they are not going out and looking for clients.
No.
But clients are looking for them. It's the other way around. So if they are not finding clients, clients are finding them. So most of the top entrepreneurs are using these strategies of attraction marketing. This is what we've been talking about. The first level is all about attracting. It's like a magnet. You have to be the magnet and you have to create a community. So they'd love to come and see what you're doing. So if you think about it, Gary Vaynerchuk, again, what he is doing is he's creating that magnet. And so he doesn't need to go out and look for clients or try to reach, sort of approach someone and say, hey, do you want to take a look at what my course is or what I'm doing? What people are doing is they're finding them, they're following them, they're following what he's teaching. And every now and then they go and buy his products or they go to his seminars or they go to his workshops. So this is why I mentioned the process of attention, trust, and connection is so important before you start talking about this reach and engagement and leads and client conversion, of course, and personal branding is also a huge part of this. And so the concept that we need to understand, Cornelia, is that we are not looking for leads and clients. We're actually looking for qualified leads. So unless you want to spend all your time trying to talk, you know, I want to find and get struggled and frustrated about clients, don't spend your focus and attention on that at all. Mm-hmm. What you should focusing on is that first level marketing or attraction marketing. Because a qualified lead is someone who has looked through your content, they have followed your work, they've gone on some YouTube, they're really attracted to what you're talking about, then they approach you. So they'll fill out a form or an application form or, you know, some way that, or it's one of your sales funnel. So they have actually sold themselves into your program even before you say a single word to them face to face. So that's a qualified lead. And as a business owner, our first job is to keep focusing on how do I get qualified leads? And that's where the strategic, the strategy part of your marketing comes in. So your job is to create more qualified leads. And in order to get leads and clients, therefore, the first order of the business is attraction marketing. And we've talked about content marketing and how it can give you that visibility, authority, trust. And then you have to direct when those people come, we call them traffic. You know, the traffic arrives on your website. You have to direct the traffic to something even of, you know, more value, a higher value. That's how you start giving them more value and they go onto your mailing list and then you nurture them on your mailing list. Interestingly, you talked about the email marketing. We have an amazing open rate on our email marketing and we don't send a lot of emails once in a while, but the open rates are really high because they know whatever we send is super high value. So they will open it. And of course, there's the subject headline, how you put it, how you do the content above the fold, but we have a really good open rate on our email marketing. So that's the second part. You need to know how to direct the traffic and how to nurture them. And as you're nurturing them, and this nurturing can happen through your email marketing, but also outside on your social media or Facebook group, or you know, you've created some kind of an online community, can happen there. So as you're doing this nurturing, suddenly this lead is going to go, I think I really need this from this person. I think I really need this from Cornelia. And they'll go in, they'll find your little appointment form, they'll fill it up, and then you have a hot lead or a qualified lead. You get on a call with them, they will literally sell themselves into your program. I mean, we hardly speak during our sales conversation. They talk, and then they'll go, so what's the cost of getting into your program? Literally, we get that question, I would say 70 or 80% of the time. What is the cost of getting into your program? They will ask. You don't even have to say. So that's how you close leads.
Yeah, that's really powerful. And that's really how you want it to be in your business, because there's so many things that are going on and there's so many things that you're doing and that you're having to do to, you know, put those fires out and to keep things going, that if you focus on having those qualified leads,
yeah. Right,
of nurturing those relationships, then it's like a continuous flow that keeps coming in. right? Yeah. Continuous flow, and you're not looking for them. They're looking for you.
Yeah, that's the only way you can close clients. If you're trying to sell something to somebody, the conversion rate is very, very low. But if they, and I learned this from one of my mentors, Lindsay Wilson, and she is a master at this. She will close $24,000 packages on the phone, but she doesn't even say anything. The other person will just close themselves in it because they understand the value of what is being offered. So if you do your first level marketing really well, chances are you're going to close these clients. And you have to just think a little bit, like if your package is say $5,000 and you want to do a six-figure income, you only need 20 people to close for the entire year. And so having those people approach you instead of you trying to struggle all year long to get those 20 clients, what's a better way, right? So that's why I focus on that first level marketing.
And that's why you need the 20 people that yeah. are, you know, highly targeted and highly qualified yeah. and not have people come in that, you know, aren't very serious about the business or, you know, don't have the money to invest into themselves, because that's the whole point. You know, you need to have people that are very targeted and qualified.
Yeah.
So you're not wasting your time talking to people that you basically isn't going to convert into a sale.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's really great is, you know, when the clients come to you, this is the, yeah. the great thing. It's a great
you've done your job properly.
Yeah. yeah.
It's a fantastic feeling. It's a fantastic yeah. So what are some of the simple ways that solopreneurs and small business owners can get started with this magnet, this attraction marketing now?
Okay. So right now, this is what you can do. You can look at two things. Hannah obviously mentioned that blog, the 10 Money Saving Tips Marketing on a Shoestring Budget. But number one is optimize your profile.
Yeah.
The moment somebody sees a video, a post on their newsfeed, or they hear about you, the first thing they'll do is Google your profiles, your website. They're going to check your social media channels and your website. So yeah. their first impression needs to be good. They should feel like you're an expert in what you're giving, that you're having high value. You have a lot to teach. You know, you need to be somebody that knows their craft and is coming across as generally sharing with their audience. And the second one is direct traffic. Now, every high piece of value and content you have, you need to direct them to your community, to your email list, to your funnels, and you need to start from there. You need to start that nurturing process.
Yeah. So, you know, if you optimize your profile, and even on your profile, you have a way to direct traffic to another high value piece of content, that's how you get the connection. So the conversion or the lead conversion really, really quickly. So that's a simple way to start. Yeah. I mean, people don't have their profiles optimized. I'm talking about the Facebook profiles, their web profiles, their you know, social media pages. Optimize them for conversion. On that page, show that you're an expert. Show what a high, you know, the value that you give. Post every day. And then from there, on your banner, on the side, have the call to action to go into a higher value piece. So that's how they will jump from there to your lead magnet, through your lead magnet into your email list. And then both on your page or profile, as well as on your email marketing, keep providing value and keep growing that connection. That's the simplest way to start, I would say. Yeah.
Yeah. It would be great for any entrepreneur that is listening to this or watching this YouTube video. You know, a lot of times we learn by, you know, I like to write things. So if any of you want to write the answers to the questions that I'm asking of Ahana and Daniel into the YouTube video, we would love that if you would do that. You know, if you would type them in, because then that way you're also getting the information, like, you know, how to do that, and then use that in your practice as well. So yes. that can really support you on a consistent basis, right?
And post the questions too, right, Cornelia? If you have specific questions on any of the areas that we're sharing today, post the questions, because that is how, you know, it's the best way for you to get the right answers, customized answers to you, is to actually ask those questions. So ask the question, and, you know, we will do our best to answer back to you as customized as we can.
Actually, we would love it if you would send us a bunch of questions, because that is, it's a way that we can all learn together. So in this new way of marketing, in this new way of you know, being the millionaire entrepreneurs that we want to be. And so it's important that we're clear and make those distinctions of what's working, what's not working. How do we do this? How do we support each other's vision and, you know, build thriving businesses? And yeah. We know how hard it is, you know. I mean, there isn't an entrepreneur, you know, that didn't have to go over these growing pains initially in order to, you know, bring their business up to the next level. And I love how you guys are talking about stage one, stage two. And now, you know, in this next segment, we're talking about marketing like a pro and how to create that buzz, how to create that, you know, excitement on a budget. Because we've discussed so far great strategies, but how do you put it all together and create that big buzz? Let's find out. So, Ahana, there are a lot of good strategies, but how can we put it all together on a shoestring budget?
So there are three things. The first that I want to, this is really important for me to communicate to all solo entrepreneurs and small business owners, because we did this for a long time. We just tried to do a DIY, and it just took a very, very long time without successful results. So the first thing is be prepared to spend some budget. Be prepared. And I know the moment I say it, everybody goes, oh my goodness, how much money? What? I know, where do I spend it from? But you have to be prepared. But any money you spend, you have to spend with the idea or the strategy that how do I get my return on investment on the money that I'm spending? So if you spend no money, you have no strategic planning, no one to tell you how to put it all together, actually you will be wasting a lot of time in your business. So be prepared. That I really, really it's important for us to say this. And one of the things I'll tell you, Cornelius, when we started a blog, we did it out of we were at his mom's place.
And for we were in the guest room
and we created I think about 3 months worth of content, and we started posting it, and we did this, and we did a lot of high value. We kept on doing it, and we put in a substantial amount of money to get all the little pieces organized, the product started. We got 150% return on our investment. So the money that we put in, 150% back within 45 days. And so
And that includes like the advertising budget.
Everything. Everything we used, every little piece, we got much more than we put in 45 days. So be prepared and take the risk, but with that objective of how do I get the returns. So the second thing is...
And with massive action.
And you have to take massive action. You have to. The second part is your marketing plan should comprise of the different levels. So the first level, which is your content marketing, has to be planned monthly, weekly, and then daily posting. This has to be done. So most people will get into challenges of how to plan their content. And then that's why you need the help. That's why putting some money in for somebody to help you do that, this will quadruple your business, but it is essential. So that's the first thing. The second is once you've got the daily posting mapped out, then you can start thinking campaigns. You know, how do I do a campaign to get more people into my mailing list? How do I do a campaign to get more audience to see my, you know, workshop or an event that I'm doing? Or seasonal campaigns, Christmas is coming around, or, you know, the summer break is coming around. So how do I plan around all these seasonal promotions? So those are campaigns, but you can't do campaigns, or you can't suddenly start promoting, I've got a new product out in my, you know, group, and I'm going to start talking about it. You can't do that without the first layer. So the content calendar, then marketing campaigns, and then PR. So when we do PR, or we call it buzz, the buzz can be done in many, many ways. So in Rise and Be Rich, one of the ways we do it is we actually create virtual events, and we've talked about it over the last, you know, quite a few podcasts. That creates a massive buzz because you are, you know, sharing the platform with, you know, maybe 20 or 30 or 50 other people. But you can also start creating buzz just solo by putting your work out there, maybe getting onto other people's blog, getting onto other people's podcasts, like little things. And again, there's a, if you know, that blog post that we are sharing. In there, we actually talk about starting your PR like a Harrow. Harrow is help a reporter out. There is a platform, and you can use that platform to actually start sending your materials over to reporters who are looking for quotes, looking for people to comment. So little things like that make a huge difference. But you have to do content marketing, then the marketing campaigns, and then the PR buzz. And once you've done this, then you measure and calibrate. So measuring what is working for you and what is not working for you. Once you know these are the two or three things that are working for me, then you can put more money into those strategies. So what now people do is they will take a course. I want to build my list. I take a course. I'm going to try this out. I've put like, you know, whatever the cost of the course is, $500, $1,000. Then they've said, go put some money into Facebook marketing, and I've put so much money. And then, no, there's no result of it. And then there is no result of it is because you've not done the first level marketing. You've not seen, you know, tried and tested little things to see which one works and then focused on that. So it really boils down to strategizing, right? So when you're doing it, do the first level marketing, do spend some budget, do the first level marketing, then do your campaigns and buzz, and then measure and calibrate. So that's the best way. That's actually the shortest overview I've got on how to do marketing, but that will get you going. And you can do this on a shoestring budget. You don't need to spend $2,000 a month or, you know, $1,000 a month. You can spend a couple of hundred dollars and actually start seeing real results coming into your business. I'll just give a short example of this. One of our clients, she just changed her, optimized her profile and changed her branding and put out certain pieces of high value content. And she was selling a product. It's like a library of animated products, like in little animations. She's an animator. And she was getting once in a while hits on her website. The day she did that, within a week, now she's getting sales every single day, and she's doing absolutely nothing. It's all her optimization of her profile and the content that she's putting out. Now she's just getting sale after sale after sale, referral after referral after referral, just by making that one little shift.
That's so huge. Wow.
You want to add something?
No.
So I just wanted to give that example to show you how it works, you know, how this whole thing works together. Yeah,
that's a great example. And what a great feeling for this entrepreneur to have make that small change. And maybe, you know, we all open ourselves up to, hey, I'm willing to make some small changes. It doesn't have to be that big of a deal. Take that off the table and start, you know, with what you have. And of course, you know, we've got Hannah and Daniel here that are supporting you with their masterclass. We, Daniel, do you have any last minutes that you want to say? Any last things about some options that entrepreneurs can do to start working on a plan today? We only have a few minutes left. So let us know.
Well, I mean, I suppose the simplest way is people could download this podcast and obviously listen to it again, because we shared quite a few things that are fundamental to your marketing and growing big and without a lot of money. So maybe we did go a little bit far. So like break that stuff down. You did put that one up on the screen, but please go and have a look at the webinar. That's getting seen, getting booked, hitting six figures or more without spending the big bucks. We show you how to do that on that webinar masterclass. That's at www.ahanalara.com/RBR masterclass.
No, RBR-masterclass.
RBR-masterclass. And yeah, for the people that are listening in, the spelling for Ahana is A-H-A-N-A and Lara is just L-A-R-A. And then, thirdly, I'd say just make sure that you check out the blog. We can get specific links and strategies and you can use that to get started. There is 10 different points in there. The URL is a little bit long, but it's just the same, ahanalara.com and just /blog. And you'll see that as the last blog that just went up there.
Yeah. And this is really, you know, this is really great information. And definitely send us your questions through the YouTubes whenever you're watching the replay, or, you know, check in with us on social media if you have questions, because we want to be able to support you. We want people to really ridiculously thrive in their abundance, in their business, because that's going to make the world a better place. Having financial freedom, being, you know, thriving in our businesses, doing what it is that we love. And that's why I always love having you guys come on the show, so that we can learn this next way of marketing our businesses. Thank you so much, Ahana and Daniel, for coming in. And be sure, Ahana and Daniel are here. What is it? The third Friday of every single month at 12 noon Pacific time. So be sure to join us. And thank you so much for listening and tuning in. We'll see you again next time. Take care.
Thank you. Bye. Bye.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.